let's talk about, well, to put it blunt, lead poisoning. With the opportunity to discuss, guests in studio, Paul Hahn, on behalf of the Healthy Homes Coalition. Paul, always a pleasure to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Appreciate you, Joanne. Good that you are here. Hoganson, on behalf of the Kent County Health Department, how do you spend your day?
Well, I'm the Director of Nursing at Kent County Health Department, so I oversee a whole lot of public health professionals that go out in the community and try to improve the health of Kent County.
Is this a partnership we have going on, Paul Hahn?
Lead is a partnership in many, many different ways, certainly between our organization and the Kent County Health Department. They're tasked with the public well-being.
All right, set up our scene, if you would, Paul. There are public forums coming up, but we want to start with the Basics Healthy Homes Coalition. I know that you are about talking lead and more in our community.
Well, in part, our partnership with the health department, we were just talking about this before we came in, is our organization tends to focus quite a bit on the environmental side, as the health department does as well. But the health department is also working on making sure that kids get tested. I mean, how does this thing in the environment affect human health? And so one of the opportunities that's out there right now in Grand Rapids is there's been an expansion of eligibility for the Get the Lead Out program. In the past, there used to be an expectation that homeowners that participate have some kind of repayment for the resources that make their homes lead safe. The city is now, because we're still challenged with this problem, waive that repayment. So if you are a homeowner and it's this time of year, you live in Grand Rapids, you got kids, you're thinking about painting up the home, tell you what, you can have a professional do it and we can get it underwritten. There are some eligibility criteria. This is for folks with limited resources, 80% of area median income. Mm-hmm. So really for a family of four, $50,000 a year or less, it's for families that really have that financial need.
Joanne, can you share?
Yeah, we at the health department are really focused on the children, particularly babies around their first birthday and around their second birthday. We'd love to see every one of those babies to get tested, see if they are exposed to lead, see if they're carrying lead in their blood. And then we have some wonderful case management follow-up for these families to help reduce the blood level, the blood level of their child for lead, and to help them get back on the right track. Lead poisoning is a very serious issue in Kent County, particularly in the inner core of Grand Rapids is where we see it the most. But we know that it's not irreversible. If a child is diagnosed early and gets it reversed, the long-term effects of lead poisoning can be greatly reduced. But if it's not known, if it's not treated, that can also cause serious cognitive problems. The child is just not as bright or as a good learner as he would be had he not had lead poisoning. So it's an important public health issue. We care about these kids. Unfortunately, it's not evenly distributed in our community. Poorer kids are at much higher risk because they often live in housing that is not safe. Contains lead. So that's our goal. We want to see kids get tested and get them into treatment quickly.
Yes. What's involved in testing physically?
Testing, when it's done at the health department and it's done at all of our WIC clinics, is a very simple, not painful finger poke in a little child. That's a screening test. That's the original test. If that comes back higher than we would hope it to, they have to get blood drawn. We do that right at the health department, or they can go out to a lab, or a pediatrician or a family practice doctor's office can do that as well.
Let's move on to the public forums that continue to discuss the purpose of paying attention to lead. Paul Hahn, Michigan Lead Community Public Forums are right around the corner.
Right. So the governor has appointed a commission to work on this problem statewide. And as we started talking about partnerships, you know, we need folks at all levels working on this particular issue because it's out there in the environment. So we need contractors and people that can abate this problem and housing professionals engaged. But it's also a public health issue. So we need doctors, healthcare plans engaged. And we all know the important role that folks in the community also have, parents and property owners and so on. And so this commission is developing a statewide plan. It's a pretty intensive document, has a lot of really good ideas, but these ideas do not come without, you know, some consequence. And so On May 31st, the Kent County Health Department will be hosting two listening sessions for this state commission. A number of the commissioners will be there, and they have a daytime session for maybe people that are professionals working in this space from 3 to 5:30 p.m. And then in the evening, they have a second session to make this truly available for parents and maybe some folks who are involved in the space, maybe part-time, such as a landlord that has a day job that wants to come in and share what they think some of the solutions to this might be.
What would be some of the questions that the audience should be asking here, Joanne?
Well, I think the questions around lead are, what are the responsibility of the homeowner or the landlord to make sure that their house is lead safe? And if it is found that they still have lead paint, residue of lead paint in their house, what they can do to get their house to become lead safe? Could that means either a remediation or a complete abatement? And are there any things that they can do short of that, because that's very expensive? If they don't qualify for the grant, maybe they can do some other things. Even cleaning the house properly can be very effective at reducing the risk to children.
Paul, what else would you like to share?
Just at the highest level, I think there's kind of five things that need to be done. One is making sure we get kids tested, which the health department is helping us do an excellent job of here. Secondly is, as important as it is to test kids, it's very important that we test houses and we know where these hazards are. There's just a lot of housing that we just simply don't know, is it hazardous? We need to figure that out. That's how kids are poisoned. We don't know, and they move in and they get hurt. Then this third point is we need to fix those houses, and that's challenging because it's not without expense. And then from there, whenever contractors are working in housing, we need to make sure they work safely, that they're not disturbing this paint and inadvertently poisoning kids as they're fixing the house. And we need to engage the community every step of the way, which is what this commission's looking to do, is to make sure community voices are around that table and driving this process. That's not something that comes, you know, out of Lansing, spaceship that lands in the neighborhood and says we're going to make everything okay, that it really truly is a community-driven process.
Joanne, do you worry about lead poisoning in adults?
We worry much less about lead poisoning adults, only because lead is a heavy metal. It tends to fall down, and so dust that contains lead is usually on the floor. It's on windowsills. It's on the top of surfaces. And so children will touch that lead with their little hands, because children tend to crawl around the floor a lot, then put their hands in their mouth, and that's typically how children become lead poisoned, or by chips of paint. Adults are much less likely to put chips of paint in their mouth, much less likely to be crawling around the floor. Mm-hmm. So there is less implication for adults, but certainly adults should not have lead in their system either. Lead is dangerous. It is a toxin for any human being. The people at the greatest risk are the smallest people. And the other point, of course, is they're still developing neurologically. Yes. Their brain is going through rapid development. And adults, much less, but little children need to be lead free in order to have adequate brain development.
I couldn't agree more. That's the outcome that we unfortunately face, is that kids get the impairment, and across the population, then it becomes a very challenging situation, because we don't want any child to slide an IQ point or two. Just imagine that across the population, right? Classrooms full of kids where you have these challenges. It just becomes kind of a snowballing situation. That's why it's a whole community problem, but it's also the solutions have to be whole community solutions.
Great. Your final word, if you would, Joanne, on behalf of what the Kent County Health Department is offering.
Well, one thing I'd like to touch on that we haven't touched on yet is pregnant women. Mm-hmm. Right now, we tend to focus on the child that's already been exposed to lead. It would be our best practice if we could alert pregnant women before the baby is born to make sure that house is lead safe, so they're not bringing a brand new baby into an environment that could possibly poison the baby.
And those pregnant women are eligible for the Get the Lead Out program. If they're living in the city of Grand Rapids, they fall within those income guidelines. Mm-hmm. And are expecting a child, they can have their house assessed and they can get the repairs made for free at this point. Mm-hmm. And if they live in a rental situation, they should talk to their landlord, because there's great benefits for landlords too.
Great. All right, so action items: get tested for lead if you're a little one.
That's right. Every child before the age of 6 should be tested at least once. We would hope that every child would be tested around the first birthday and around the second birthday.
And Paul? all attend one of the upcoming forum opportunities on the 31st of May?
Absolutely. Come and let us know what you're thinking about, Led, how the state, the local folks can be supportive, and what we need to do.
Best way to find out more information would be?
You can call Eric at the Kent County Health Department. The phone number is 616-632-7063.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul Hahn and Joanne Hoganson, on behalf of your partnerships with Healthy Homes Coalition and our Kent County Health Department. Take care.